Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Jackie Robinson is well known for breaking the color line in Major League Baseball during April 1947. 3 months later, another courageous pioneer appeared on the national scene when Larry Doby became the first African-American to play in the American League, breaking in with the Cleveland Indians on July the 5th. Listen to Larry Doby's story as he tells us about that day in his baseball memory.
When Mr. Robinson got involved in baseball in 1945, and I was in the service in the little island called Ulithi in the South Pacific, and there were two major league ball players on that island with me, a fellow by the name of Bicky Vernon, another fellow by the name of Billy Goodman. And they knew I played in the Negro League, so I would, you know, would go out and we would pitch batting practice against each other. And Vernon told me that he thought I had a good opportunity to be involved in Major League Baseball. So the 47 was a sort of surprise and a great thing for me, thank God, that I had the ability to be involved in baseball. But I didn't know anybody was scouting me at the time. But then I think the early part of 47, there was a fellow by the name of Lou Jones who worked for Bill Veeck, public relations man for Bill Veeck. He came to the house and he said that they were scouting me and probably come back to see me again in June. And he did come back in June and took me to a ball game. Cleveland was playing the Yankees. And then he went back to Cleveland and I got a telephone call that he was coming back. And he said he'd be back probably around the early part of July. And we had a doubleheader in Newark. And first game I played, and the second game I caught a train going to Chicago where the team was. And the next morning I met with Mr. Veeck, signed a contract, and became the first player in the American League.
It's a great moment, and you should be remembered forever for doing it. It was a great time for you. The Cleveland teammates, some were okay about it, some weren't.
Well, I guess that was a natural thing when you talk about segregation and some are going to accept, some are not going to accept. But the important thing is that you have to bypass that and concentrate on playing the game of baseball, because if you didn't play the game of baseball well, then you wouldn't be there. So you kind of put that on the back burner, and you knew, because it's not like you're going to something strange. You knew that there was segregation. You knew you wouldn't be accepted. And I think one of the great moments in my life was when Bill Veeck said, "You and I in this together." That certainly made it a little bit more comfortable.
When you first broke in and you were an outfielder, they didn't put you in the outfield. I think first base or second base was your first position in the big leagues.
My first game was, they played a doubleheader in Chicago. The first game I pinched and struck out, and the second game I played first base for 9 innings. And that's the only game I played the whole year. The rest of the time I was doing a lot of pinching, which I wasn't accustomed to. I'd never done it before, you know, high school and semi-pro and new, you know, you're getting four times to get a chance to get a base hit. The one time was a little bit more difficult.
Satchel Paige comes in 1948, and of course he was older at that point, but he came in 6-1 for the Cleveland Indians, and you guys win in a playoff with the Red Sox, and but for Satchel, it wouldn't have happened. So what was Satchel like when he got in, and what did you think?
Satchel was no question a great pitcher, because, you know, we played against him in Negro Leagues in 1946 when we won the Negro League pennant, New Gig against the Kansas City Monarchs. We beat him 2 games, and we knew, you know, he was a great pitcher. And of course, when he came to us in September of 48, he won 6 ball games, like you say, and lost 1. There's no question in my mind that, like I said before, if this had been 37, you'd have seen a real Satchel Paige. And actually, in 47, he still was, you know, did a great job and was a great pitcher. And he and I were roommates, and, you know, he was kind of a funny guy. You know, he had a lot of things that he did that he thought was funny. Some of them I thought was funny, and some of them I didn't think was that funny.
Larry Doby never received the notoriety for his achievement that Jackie Robinson did with Brooklyn. A gifted player, Doby played 13 seasons in the big leagues with Cleveland, Chicago, and Detroit. Doby retired with a lifetime mark of .283, an on-base percentage of .387, and a slugging average of .490. He passed away on June 18, 2003. He was a special man. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.